It's a cold Sunday. 20 people huddle under a white tent in Robson Square. They're here for International Women's Day.
Happy Women's March!
As we go marching, marching.
This is the Solidarity Notes Labor Choir. They sing at picket lines, protests, and Vancouver community events, like this one. This song's called Bread and Roses. It was written in 1910 as an anthem for women's suffrage. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too.
As we go marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall.
Some singers have been at this for decades. Others are newer to the scene.
My name's Kathy Busby. I was at a rally 4 years ago after the American election. It was a big women's rally here, very well attended. And I could hear this singing off in the distance. And it wasn't on a stage, it was just in the crowd. So I just kind of followed my ears. And lo and behold, I found myself in the midst of the Solidarity Notes Choir. It was a feeling of comfort, the comfort of remaining joyful despite circumstances.
For the children of our children, keep the circle whole.
Earl Peach shares the sentiment. He's the conductor of Solidarity Notes. The idea for the choir came from the Seattle Labor Chorus. With a small loan and some dedicated singers, Solidarity Notes was launched. The choir turns 20 this May.
There are very few human endeavors where people join in coordinated action for the expression of emotion. There are dance troupes, there are orchestras, and there are choirs. The simplest and most direct form of human expression is singing, right? And so when you get a group of ordinary people who are able to do that, it's like they're able to step outside in this house and become part of a larger voice. And then they're also speaking for the community around them. So if we go out and help somebody or sing for somebody who's struggling on their own to get something done, they know that other people have their backs.
I saw the worn empire scrubbing gold dust from its back.
The singers share ideologies about social justice and the environment. They vary when it comes to everything else. Ages range from 33 to 80 plus. There's a PhD economist, community organizers, retired teachers, lawyers, you name it.
It's just so many different settings we find ourselves in. I've just really enjoyed finding the Russian Hall, going in front of Best Buy and singing in solidarity with the Palestinians, singing for the Cuban activists. Of course, we had terrible accents, but we were making an effort to bridge into that language and culture. And I just think that is so important right now.
Protest songs can be traced way back across cultures and time. These days they're being rehearsed, rearranged. Choirs now sing about Donald Trump, solidarity with LGBTQ plus folks, indigenous sovereignty, and climate action.
And go home to Salish Sea, where I'm free.
The Resistance Rising Choir came together in 2018. They meet on the Kwangan territory in Victoria. Their focus is human rights and environmental justice. Founder Rama De La Rosa always makes sure to acknowledge the land, respect people's pronouns. She wants her choir to be accessible for all.
No more tar sands, no more tar sands, no more tar sands over me.
My name is Rama De La Rosa. I am the director of the Resistance Rising Choir. I have always loved singing. I think choir was a natural extension of that through the community of church and school. I remember hearing orchestras and choirs of great numbers when I was young and just being viscerally moved, just being overcome by emotion and weeping from the beauty of it, just rocking through my little body. And I knew that when I grew up, I wanted to do that.
And go home to Salish Sea, where I'm free.
What I love about the choir is that we're bringing awareness to very real issues. And people who might not be able to hear you screaming across a picket line are going to stop and hear the harmony. And before you know it, they're going to say, what is this song about?
This land is truly sacred. This time is right for remembering. This way we're going to make a difference. All the people rise up, going to show you what it's all about.
My song, What It's All About, I taught it to a crowd of a few hundred people, and we sang it as we marched on to the Blue Bridge for a sit-in for a livable climate. To see it in action, marching down the street and hearing the voices of all these people ringing off the stones and bricks of the buildings, and people coming to their windows and balconies and everything to see, because we were all singing. We were singing, right? And everybody wanted to see what we were singing about. And it was beautiful. It was so beautiful. I really believe it's the power of the artist to shape culture. And so I implore the artist to take that upon themselves and take responsibility for painting the new world into existence and to sing the new world into existence. The things that aren't working are really becoming apparent. What is not yet so apparent are the solutions. But ultimately, that means that the solutions are creative. And so it is the job of us creatives to find those solutions. And that first has to come through awareness. And I feel like music is a really beautiful way to get that message across. Yeah, I care, and I want you to care too.
For De La Rosa, singing is not a choice. It's something deep and instinctual, a necessary expression of human joy.
Singing is a way of connecting with and through oneself with the world. Whether we're singing in nature, we're singing a lullaby to a baby. Singing just, it's deeply part of our humanness. And I believe that humans are for joy. And so I believe I'm doing my duty when I'm singing, just like those little birds. Whether or not I'm listening, they're going to sing their song. And that's how I feel about it. I sing because I have to. And as I continue to sing my truth, I find other little songbirds too.